Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
SiriusXM Sports Podcasts presents Mad Dog's Daily Bite with Christopher Russo.
And good afternoon, everybody! This idea now, and this is the baseball guys, this idea that if you don't agree with what they say and what they believe in, i.e. Ohtani is, better than Ruth, or how dare you pick on Trout, or, boy, you're telling me that the Trout, how did you not like the Ohtani Trout at bat? It was magical. The people, and it isn't to me, the people who chimed in, and I'm not going to make them think that I know who they are, because they get a little kick out of it. So I'll lay low of who that people are. As I didn't read all of them. Jai is the person who sends me all the tweets negatively, and he always sends me the negative tweets, Jai, for whatever the reason. Anyway, so I can't avoid some of it, as I don't pay attention to Twitter. But the idea that you can't disagree with the recent guy who thinks he knows everything about baseball, the analytical guy who goes with data, the former player who is playing, or the current player who is playing, who wants to chime in, and that if you have a difference of opinion, that you should be A, taken off the air, taken out back and shot. What a joke. This is a pathetic take. That is absolutely absurd. If you have a baseball opinion and I think it's a bad opinion, I am not going to scream and yell about, you should be taken off the air, your job should be taken. I mean, how about if somebody writes a story in The Athletic and that person, he or she, doesn't know her ass or his ass from an elbow? I'm not going to sit there and say you should be fired just because I might disagree with the premise of the story. It's ridiculous. That's the first thing. So that bothers me when I hear that aspect of it. The second thing that bothers me is the idea that, A, baseball is passed me by. What? Or the idea that, High Heat or the MLB Network should take, this clown off the air. What? Are you crazy? Number one, how many TV shows I've done for the Major League Baseball Network? 2,300. Not shows between April 1st and Game 7 of the World Series, which 90% of the staff, they're not around in the wintertime. I'm talking about shows on January 8th, the Monday after the NFL season ends, and I'm giving you a 60-minute baseball show. 60 minutes. So in the last 9 years, I have done 2,300. You don't think I know anything about baseball? What are you, crazy? 2,300. You know how many radio shows I did for this channel prior to High Heat at spring training? I've been to every spring training venue except the Cubs, because Cubs are a pain in the ass to begin with, and they moved since I had last done them. They went to a different spot. I have done a spring training 5-hour radio show for SiriusXM. This is after FAN. In every spring training hotspot in the United States, Arizona and Florida. Every single one. And, I'm not just a baseball guy. I have other sports I have to cover. I have to cover the NCAA. I got to talk to Jim Boeheim. I got to do football constantly. I got to talk to Novak Djokovic about tennis. I got to get Rich Lerner on about the LIV Golf. Okay? I have to even do World Cup soccer. People who do baseball, they don't do anything else but baseball. I do all the sports. And you know how many shows I have done? 5 hours in all these locations? Not to mention winter meetings. Not to mention every World Series game that you can think of in the last 20 years. I went to the World Series for SiriusXM prior to high heat. Not because of high heat, prior. I got here in 08. I went to spring training prior, and I went to World Series games prior. Took the radio show and a producer, got a booth, most of the time outside, and went to the World Series, did 5 hours, made sure the producer was taken care of to talk baseball. Not basketball, not data, baseball. Baseball. So the idea that I got some people out there who think I don't know anything about baseball, you need your head examined. I know more about baseball than you can shake a stick at. More about baseball than you ever could dream about. Ever. And it's not just history. I can break down every team today, backwards and forwards, for hours if I wanted to. Every single one. And I do it every day. 2,300 shows. And the MLB Network is not firing Christopher Russo. I got news for you. I know that some of those players get him off. Nonsense. You want to look at the ratings? They're not firing me. And, I could tell you stories you wouldn't believe. That network, although they may not be happy that I wasn't pom-pom central with the WBC, how much baseball talk on the internet yesterday did they get because I went on First Take and screamed and yelled about the WBC and about the at-bat? You think First Take's doing all this baseball the last 3 weeks if I'm not sitting there? When I do it in the What I'm Mad About? Or when I went on the air yesterday and made sure Stevie had a rebuttal for 6 minutes? What, you think I'm an idiot? You don't think I want to promote the game? You're not serious, are you? So if anybody out there, and I read that baseball has passed me by. And there's not many. Verducci can. Tyler Kepner probably can. Costas certainly can. There are not many people who are in the sport today who is going to be able to break down, the 1926 World Series like I can. Trust me. There's nobody in the radio media department that ever goes, unless it's local and they're sitting there, that goes to the winter meetings, that goes to spring training, that goes to the All-Star game. I'm the only one. So the idea that I was bad for baseball, or the idea that baseball should get me off because I don't know what I'm talking about, is such a bunch of crock. I don't know how to even explain it. Nobody, to the detriment of Sirius, I might add. You think they want to have me go to the winter meetings and spend a fortune to do 3 shows out at the winter meetings and take Eddie along with me? That's the last thing Sirius wants. But Sirius is not going to tell me what to do, so I do it. Hey, if he wants to go, he's Chris Russo. We got to let him go. You think Sirius wants me to go to spring training in Arizona, which I did every year, and spend a fortune and take producers, get phone lines in booths, and sit in ballparks for 5 hours to do talk shows on the Seattle Mariners? What, are you crazy? They don't want that. But I do it. So for those of you who somehow think that I am not good for baseball in the internet, and it's passed me by because somehow I didn't go gaga over a March at bat with Otani and Trout, which Trout didn't even foul a pitch off. What, are you crazy? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? You tell me how many people on a remote broadcast with him in his office on a Zoom and me from my house because of the pandemic and everything else can do 20 minutes live with Johnny Bench on television. Not many people can do that. You think baseball is going to have me on there every day if I'm not good for the sport? So you idiots out there, I know who you are, who somehow think that Russo is, you cannot like the take. I have no problem with that. That you don't like the take, you have every kill to take. But to sit there and say, you know what, this is an absurd take. But to sit there and then say, get him off the air, or baseball has passed him by, that is absurd. Use your head. When you're done 23 and more to come, I'm not leaving. You really think I'm going to leave tomorrow, the MLB Network? They pay me a fortune. I'm not leaving. Not leaving. You're not getting me out of it. I'll leave when I want to leave. As long as I don't do anything stupid with, you know, all the issues that we have to deal with now as talk show hosts around the country. I'll pick the time when I want to leave. God willing. So this idea, 2,300, that I don't somehow know the baseball? What are you, crazy?
Want more Chris Russo? Listen to Mad Dog Unleashed weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 82.
Mad Dog's Daily Bite is part of the Sirius XM Sports Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.